Today on Gardening in a Minute, contemporary gardens. Contemporary gardens are known for their clean design lines. They may include streamlined built elements like poured concrete walls or shallow reflecting ponds. The plant palettes in contemporary gardens typically feature bold plants that are simple but interesting. Spiky plants like agaves and aloes may be contrasted against feathery plants like ornamental grasses. Contemporary gardens can be designed with entertaining in mind, offering seating and dining areas filled with furniture made from interesting materials like stainless steel or aluminum. Landscape lighting can play up the design elements in contemporary gardens. This helps the garden become a natural extension of the home at night, providing homeowners with more room for relaxing and entertaining. For more information about contemporary gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, apples. Believe it or not, you can grow apples in Florida. In the Florida landscape, good choices include Anna, Dorset Golden, and Tropic Sweet. To produce fruit, these varieties need about 300 to 400 hours below 45 degrees during the winter, so they'll do well in central or north Florida. Apple trees do best when planted in fertile, well-drained soil between late December and February. Water and fertilize your trees on a regular basis, and they should bear fruit within a few years of establishment. Your apples will require cross-pollination to set fruit properly. The varieties Tropic Sweet, Anna, and Dorset Golden bloom at about the same time and can be planted together for cross-pollination. The fruit on these varieties tends to ripen in June or July. Tempt your friends with a Florida-grown apple. For more information about apples, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, camellia problems. Camellias are tough, evergreen shrubs. If planted and cared for properly, they rarely develop serious disease problems, but they can be bothered by a few pests. Problematic insects on camellias are T-scale, aphids, and spider mites. All three use piercing, sucking mouthparts to feed on the undersides of leaves. T-scale appears as a fuzzy, whitish coating on the bottom of leaves and triggers yellow speckling on top. Aphids cause leaves to curl and become distorted and also cause sooty mold infestations. Spider mites are typically worse during hot, dry conditions and cause leaves to look rusty or whitish along leaf veins. To get rid of aphids or mites, try blasting your camellia with a garden hose a few times. T-scale will require an approved horticultural oil spray. For more information about camellias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cross-pollination in fruit crops. Some fruiting plants can create their own fruit through self-pollination, while others require cross-pollination. In basic terms, cross-pollination is the transfer of pollen from the male reproductive parts of one plant to the female reproductive parts of another. The catch is that some fruit crops require cross-pollination between two different varieties or cultivars of the same plant. For example, many blueberry flowers must be pollinated by pollen from a different cultivar in order to set fruit. Some citrus, grapes, and blackberries also require cross-pollination. So if you're thinking of planting any fruit crops, be sure to check the pollination requirements. Otherwise, you may not end up with the harvest you crave. For more information about pollination and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Arbor Day. Arbor Day is a day for planting, celebrating, and appreciating trees. It was originally started by a Nebraska settler, J. Sterling Morton. States often select their own day to observe Arbor Day based on the best season for planting trees. Florida observes Arbor Day on the third Friday in January, and this year it falls on January 20th. You can celebrate Arbor Day by planting a young tree in your landscape or helping with tree plantings in your community. Trees can reduce home energy costs and raise the value of your property. You'll also add shade, greenery, and oxygen to the world. It's a labor of love and a commitment to environmental stewardship. Keep an eye out for Arbor Day celebrations in your community. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.